Market.
Mr. David Bell.
Mr. David Bell?
Please.
Thank you.
Are you talking about the value of
Well, he hasn't got anything. They give him $100 million if he had it, but he hasn't got it.
$32 million. He said in Cambodia, about 45.
Yeah, but this time, fellow said he'd give us all that stuff, and I'd give it to him.
Mr. Bell, Mr. President.
David?
Yes, sir.
What do you think ought to be done?
Seems to me, sir, from what little I understand of the situation, that if they give us $3 billion of new money, plus the 209 carryover, plus this deobligation authority that's in the Senate bill, which is worth $30 to $45 million to us, as we now estimate it, and if they give you what's something satisfactory to you on the wheat side, that this is about as much as we could expect from them.
Well, what is it? How does it fit in with your needs?
Well, it is not too far from our needs. It will skimp us and cramp us on some of the lending operations, particularly with respect to the commitments we have made to India and Turkey and Pakistan and so on. I don't think we will be able to do all we've told them we are prepared to do. It will cramp us on the technical assistance work. We won't be able to embark on some of the new projects that we plan. It will cramp us on supporting assistance. We could be in trouble if the situation continues to get no better or get a little worse in Vietnam. But it seems to me that with authority to go back, with their invitation to go back with supplementals if we need them,
You can't believe that. You can't believe them at all. That I wouldn't give 5 cents for that invitation. Unless they put it in writing, and then I'd want a notary public to swear to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't see, Mr. President, the difference between this figure and $3.1 billion makes all that difference. We have authority to transfer funds within percentage limits from one appropriation to another, which should permit us to meet, emergency-type requirements in Vietnamese or other security situations. I'm not arguing for this, sir. It's a figure that I'm not happy with. But the question is, would you get... It's a figure which... it's an amount of money which will permit us to meet the minimum needs of the United States, even if they didn't give us any more later in the year. That, I think, can be said... accurately and honestly.
Well, why are we asking for $4.9 billion to begin with then?
Well,
country boy's been misled all along.
The $4.5 billion was what the president asked for on after our review.
I know, but didn't he ask for $4.9 billion in his message last year?
In the budget message, yes, sir. When I got over here and looked at it harder, it seemed to me $4.5 billion was all it should be asked for. There are...
He was budget director when it came over.
I was. and my boys looked at it hard, and they and I felt that 4.9 was about right. Now,
I'm going to tell these budget directors, I want them to be as wrong as you were on foreign aid, but I'm trying to get a budget down here about $97 billion.
Now, they have, in the authorizing stage, they've cut out some things that I think are very serious, particularly on the military aid side. They cut out $400 million. On the economic side, the cut they made in the authorizing stage was just about offset by the changes in the situation, notably in Brazil, in Argentina, and Indonesia, which are all countries where we had hoped to be able to do a good deal more, but where the country concerned fell by the wayside during the year and is not undertaking self-help measures. So that reduced very substantially our need for lending funds in all three cases. Now, the cut from $3.6 billion authorized, or $2.6 billion on the economic side alone, to $2 billion is, plus these carryovers, is something that's going to skimp us. And it's I think it's likely to mean that we can't do some things that would be valuable to us. I don't think it's going to mean that we're going to have to stop the war in Vietnam or anything like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Harry Ford told me that he would give you money under Section 507 or whatever it is, take out of the Defense Department whatever you needed to put in Vietnam, and he would supplement the Defense Department.
Right. Well, that's a commitment to give us a supplemental if we go back for it. That's essentially what he means. We can draw down defense stocks under that authority and then go back for the supplemental to replace it. And we could do that if the situation requires it. That's authority we would have.
About this Yugoslav phraseology, could you use that on this Russian thing about the same language, and that be satisfactory?
I can't say I know what the Yugoslav...
Last year we had an amendment that left it up to the president to determine the national interest when you let them have money. Could we do that the same way on this wheat sale?
Yes, sir.
Kept that amendment and rewrite it to apply to the wheat thing and call me back and dictate it to me.
All right, sir.
Rewrite the Yugoslav amendment in that general type of language, leave a discretion with the president.
Right.
Write it as affirmative as you can so it hurts Russia as little as possible.
Right.
And let me see what it sounds like. If you're ready to take this, well, then I'll go down the boat with you.
All right, sir. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
I'm going to do it, though, with the understanding they give us a supplemental.
Yes, sir. I think that's very important.
Wait a minute, huh?
That's what's bothering me a little bit on the supplemental. That'll pass the argument. If Val say 300 million, he'll never need it. Was Dave indicating that possibly we wouldn't need any supplemental?
Are you think we'd get by on this without a supplemental?
It can't be said today very accurately. It is conceivable that we could get by without a supplemental, yes, sir. It is also conceivable that we would need a supplemental.
Would you check with Secretary of State before you call me back on Yugoslav and be sure that both of y'all, including the acting Secretary of Defense, think this is what we ought to do?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to be here a few minutes more and call me back quick as you can.
Right.
And don't tell the Hill anything.
No, sir.
Don't tell the Hill anything.
I won't.